Tuesday night, Chavis Halvavos, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. And we're up to Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, I think. Perek Gimel, on page Kuf Samaches. Avol HaMaasim, Asher Shleimusam, B'Yichudim LaShem, B'Eis HaSiyosam. He points out in Perek Shlishi that which actions of a person, which mitzvahs, can only find fulfillment, shleimus, b'yichudim l'Hashem b'eis hasiyosam, that you have to put special effort into that. Hey, ma'isa avoda. Actions that you do which reflect only Ratzon Hashem, it doesn't reflect anything else. It doesn't reflect your own agenda. It doesn't reflect anybody else's agenda. He makes the following point in this parak. He says, there's Chovos HaLevavos and Chovos HaEvarim. So, it's only in Chovos HaEvarim that you have a problem. Chovos HaEvarim is you get up, you put on tefillin. So you say, why are you putting on tefillin? You're putting on tefillin because you could be putting on tefillin because it's Mitzvah Sanashim Ulamada, you put on tefillin yesterday, the day before, you put on tefillin today. It could be you put on tefillin because you don't want your wife to catch you not putting on tefillin. Could be putting on tefillin because people in shul, you will notice that you weren't there a few days, you didn't put on tefillin. Maybe your kids will notice that your tefillin are in the same place for 3 days in a row. You're taking a lulav. Why are you taking a lulav? Any action, so action is chitzonius. So chitzonius has that problem. What is the motivation of the action? Basher efshar, shatei behem p'niya, it can have a motivation, a motive, shalol l'shem Hashem. V'tiyah mataras osam lehisnos b'hem b'ini b'nei adam. Even if, you know, you daven in the back of your mind, people see you davening with kavana, you're giving tzedakah, in the back of your mind, people are watching you give tzedakah, and people, you attain a certain stature, a certain social standing, because you're from, you dress a certain way, you eat certain foods, it's all, doesn't have to be so, it's not evil, it's regular, it's really what most people, they have a certain social standing, and they want to maintain that social standing, and that's why they do what they do. Okay, maybe he'll get covered from people. They'll say, well, look at the way he davens, look at, he's such a masmid, and that could become part of his motivation, and that could, it creates a problem in terms of yichud ha'maisa, in terms of purity of action. Avol, he says, ironically, kovos halvavos, you don't even have this problem to begin with. Mitzvahs that are inside, so you don't have to say, well, is the person sincere or insincere? You can't be insincere if you have avos Hashem. So no one sees it, no one knows about it. It's all part of your emotional or intellectual makeup. So that is not a question of if it's lishma or not. You're not trying to get on someone's better side. You're not trying to flatter anyone. This is one of the reasons, this is the main reason that the Chovos HaLevavos says throughout the Sefer, that Chovos HaLevavos are more, inherently more pure, more mitzvadik than Chovos HaEvarim. Chovos HaEvarim, you always have to worry about your motivation and why you're doing it. Chovos HaLevavos, you don't have such a problem. You don't have a problem. No one's going to, you don't have to suspect, and no one would suspect that you have developed fear of Hashem for some other reason. There's no one watching you. There's no one that sees it. No one knows if you have it or not. You're not parading around with it. So, l'fishein l'vnei adam yedi ala davar hazeh. People don't know what's going on inside of your head. the Eino Sein, and therefore, if you perform Chovos Halvavos, if you feel grateful to Hashem, if you feel fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, love of Hashem, or the Chovos Halvavos of Chovos Vayvarim, you're thinking about Yitzchak Mitzrayim when you eat the matzah. You're thinking about Hashem's goodness when you shake the lulav, right? You're thinking about going out of Mitzrayim and staying in sukkahs when you sit in the sukkah. So all of those, it's also immune to this problem of Yichud HaMaisa, because since he's being madgish, that the problem is because you're talking about a dover that's chitzoni, ba'atzmuso. So people see it. Once people see it, they develop a certain opinion of you based on their seeing it. And now that becomes your motivating drive. But inside, so you can assume there's purity there because there's no one else involved. That's what the Chovos Halvavos says a few times in the Sefer, that the greatest act that you can do is an anonymous one. That's because it's more lishma, less chance that there's a pniyah chitzonis. No one knows about it. So that's what he's saying here about Chovos Halvavos. That's why he says that yesod. That's a jumping point of this. That's the greatness of Chovos, of doing something when no one can see you. The greatness of that is the Yichud HaMaisa Shebo. That we know you have no motive to doing it other than you want to do it. L'shem mitzvah for Ratzon Hashem. L'vishayin l'vnei odem yudi al ha-davar hazeh. They no say and miskavin b'hem el l'shem ha-tzofe also. Which is only Hashem. Only Hashem is yudei ha-machshavos. For Hashem yisala b'levad. Kamra ni Hashem chokein leiv bochein kloyos. The Yomar and Astaris Hashem alokeinu v'aniglos lonu l'vaneinu. Perek Revi. So Perek Rishon was about, go back to the Hagdama on page Kuf Samach Zayin. Perek Rishon was to define Yichud Maisa. Perek Sheni are the things, the steps you have to take, the manifestations of Yichud Maisa. He said the Sefer, knowing that everything that happens to you is only up to Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Olam Haba, focusing on these things will focus you on Yichud HaMaisa, on Ratzon Hashem. Perek Shlishi explained that the problem is for chitzonistika acts, but the things that taka take place belayv, so there's no reason to talk about that. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. And doing it would mean Hashem. What spoils your efforts to develop Yichud HaMaisa? Heim Shlosha. And he'll be elaborating on each one. Ha'echad is really the flip side of what he said in Perek Beis. Iyadiyas Hashem v'tovosov. If you don't, Chavitavavos holds very clearly that a person is supposed to be Oved Hashem mitoch gratitude. That's not a flaw in your Avodas Hashem, that's a tremendous mila. That makes a shlemus in your Avoda. Any other Avoda, he says in Shara Avodas Elokim, has an element of coercion in it. It's not coming from Pnimi. The only thing that comes from Pnimi is if you do it out of a sense of gratitude, then you want to do it. Your kishkis, your rotzen is to do it. If you don't develop a sense of gratitude, so one of the milos of doing it out of a sense of gratitude, he's pointing out here, is that it brings to Yichud HaMaisa, and that's what he said in Perek Beis also, because your motive, your focus is to, in some small measure, pay back Hashem for everything He's done to you. So the more you feel that obligation, which is a result of Hakaras HaTov, which is a result of studying and knowing what Hashem does for you, the more you're able to cope with Yichud Maisa, because that becomes the pervasive element, the pervasive atmosphere of what you're doing, because you want to repay Hashem. I'm doing it for Hashem's sake. You're doing it for Hashem's sake, because in that way you're repaying Hashem for all the tovos that He bestowed upon you. So if you don't ever develop that sense of gratitude, you don't ever develop that yediyah, yediyas Hashem v'tovosov, you feel, what have you done for me lately? So then, when you say, what's this guy's motives for doing mitzvahs, he probably has an array of motives. Because his raison d'etre, his whole point of doing the mitzvah, is not l'man Hashem. And if you develop this sense of yediyas Hashem, the tovosov, then you want to pay him back. So right away, you're focused on doing the mitzvah l'man Shem Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.